is, Joe?
Hey, Joe, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Tuesday?
Doing all right. Yourself?
Doing great, brother. Thank you for asking. Getting closer to Friday, you know?
I hear that.
Yes, sir.
I hear that.
So I'm just giving you a follow-up call on our VIP package. I know you were deciding, right, one location, multiple locations. You remember speaking with me?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, just making sure.
Yeah, I think what I'm doing, I was actually on the phone when you called, trying to get my stepdaughter's address. She just came to me. Because what I'm going to do, for the address for like the Poplar Bluff area, because of where I live, you know, for that postcard.
Right.
But you said you may be able to do it without it, so I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, they've been, clients have even been using virtual addresses recently because Google's hasn't been doing the postcard, but we like to just be safe, you know, just make sure if they require it, bam, you can receive it, you know. So, okay, so what's the address there at Poplar Bluff?
It's 14 Forest Glen Drive.
Okay.
It's apartment 7.
Apartment 7. All right.
Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Give me one second. It's not popping up for me, so I probably typed it in wrong. Give me one quick sec.
Yeah, it's an older apartment, so I know it's been there a while.
Let's see. Yeah, I spelled Glenn wrong. So that's obvious.
Yeah,
right. Two N's. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. So that came up. All right, there it is. Okay. Poplar Bluff. Okay. So I got 14 Forest Glen Drive, Glen's with two N's, apartment 7, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, 63901. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. And we're just doing this location. We're just expanding the radius, if I remember correctly. Is that right?
Correct for now.
Okay.
Once we get the website set up and everything kind of rocking and rolling.
You'll add.
I'm going to add a Jonesboro location.
Okay.
But as of right now, my radius will go down to Jonesboro.
Then, yeah, you're good. You may not even need it then, you know. So let's just see how this goes with this package. Usually the clients that do, like, multi-locations, they're, like, really far away from each other, you know. So if your radius still hits Jonesboro, you should be good. And I already got you that $50 discount, too, even though you're doing the single location, you know.
Okay. Yeah, my brother-in-law is buying a house. He just bought it last week. But he's in Springfield. So I may add Springfield because that's a pretty good area for this type of stuff.
Right.
But again, I just want to just do this and just get my website going and get everything rocking and rolling.
Absolutely. And hey, let me check. Oh, go ahead.
Hey, bring to a question when I mentioned website. What happens to my website? Because like now it's mine. What happens to my website? Say I do this for, say, 2 years, and now you know what? I'm done doing this. Do you guys kill my website or what happens?
We have two options for you. So we make it month to month, no contracts, right? First off, all the directories that we submit you to, like Facebook, Amazon, Alexa, Google, et cetera, you're the owner on all of that. So we're adding on as a manager. So you own all those directories. So there's nothing you have to do there. With the website, you own your domain. But as far as the content goes, we have two options. If you were to cancel, you could either pay $99 to buy out the website, which is really inexpensive for a custom site, or you could pay $49 a month for us to continue hosting the website. So we give you those two options if you were to leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, but I'm already hosting it through GoDaddy, so.
Right. So hosting it through us just means, like, we'll maintain it. We keep the content up, like, changes you want made. We can do them for you,
you know,
et cetera. Yeah. So.
Which is still cheap. But then that brings into question, though. I'm paying this. Mm-hmm. What happens to my, will I no longer show up on searches?
So if you were to cancel, what would happen, right, is because we're not continuing to optimize you, you're not going to immediately fall on Google, but you will fall over time because we're not doing the posts and the necessary things to keep you up there. Your social media ads will stop running, obviously, and your Google ads because we're not paying Google or Facebook on your behalf. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you will fall if you cancel. You won't want to cancel, though. I mean, once you see the results, no, I'm sure you'll absolutely love it. But it's good to know everything, for sure, you know.
Yeah, I just like to know all the details. I don't want something happening and you'd be like, oh, you owe me $5,000.
No. There's nothing like that. Our main goal here is client retention. So we work really hard to keep you on as a long-term client. That's why we make it month-to-month no contracts, too, is we're confident once you see the results, you'll stick it out with us. You know.
Well, and I'll be quite honest with you. I mean, as long as I'm getting work, I will keep it up.
Right, you know? Right. That's the main thing. You know, this is driving client and having a Google ad and being listed organically on Google and a custom website and retargeted on social media ads. Like, all that is meant to do is bring you more work.
Like I said, I mean, if I can get, you know, if I'm pulling in work, I mean, you know, the $600 a month is nothing then, you know.
Exactly.
And I'll happily keep it.
Right. 100%. So remind me. So from Popular Bluff, I have a note in here that I got approval from the tech side for a 100-mile radius. Was that accurate though? That
I
was talking about 130 or something. Yeah. Right. Okay. So give me a second here.
I thought we were like 140 is what I had in my head, but maybe it's 130. I don't know.
Yeah, so I got approval for 130. I just had to scroll up a little further because we had more notes in here. So does 130, does that work for you?
Let's give it a whirl, see how it goes.
Okay, perfect. It's a lot of miles, brother, you know. So, all right, so 130 miles on here.
Like I said, you know, 50 miles and – you know, 30 to 50 miles in any direction does not give you very many points.
I remember you saying that, you know. So, and I'll put a note in the client interview. I mean, it's only 10 more miles, so I'll have them check it. But for right now, I just put 130, and by that client interview, we should be able to bump you up to 140. I'm sure it won't be an issue, you know.
Okay.
All right. This phone number, the 573-609-3936, is that the best number for your clients to reach you out?
Yes, that is the business line.
Awesome. Okay. And give me one second here. Okay.
Yeah,
domain.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, I was saying I'm hoping this all works out because I got a lead through, which I don't like it, and that's I'm hoping this works through this Angie lead I'm with. But they got me a lead for like a patio. But because of the work I did for this guy, I'm actually submitting him a bid on Friday for $45,000.
Ah, there you go, man. That's good. Good. Glad to hear it.
I'm hoping you guys work and then drop the fancy thing.
Yeah, then you don't have to pay per lead, you know. So you'll love this for sure. You know?
Well, my problem is they send me stuff that's not really – what I do, and I still have to pay for it, which I don't agree with. You know,
right.
So send me stuff like lawn mowing or different things, and I don't do that.
Right.
You know? So, anyway, sorry, man. Go ahead.
Oh, you're good. So I got the domain here too. Just want to verify it's CloverRidgeLandDesign.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So we'll write content on that.
And it's currently hosted through GoDaddy.
Perfect. We work with a lot of GoDaddy sites. It's real easy transition. Okay. So services. I'm looking at the website. Are all these accurate? So I see hardscaping, outdoor fire pits, sod installation, decorative rock, mulching, and then it has more. So let me ask you about the more. What do you want to be targeted for?
Pool fences, fencing.
Okay.
Yep.
Pool fences.
Yep. You know, like the black, the aluminum decorative fencing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pool fencing.
Yep. And then, I'd like to have them set it up when they're doing the development. And I don't have anything to offer other than just what I want it set up for, because I plan on by the end of the year buying a forestry mulcher. I want a forestry mulching.
Forestry mulching. Okay.
Yep. You know, like clearing out, you know, and that'd be like, you know, clearing fence rows, you know, clearing property for home sites, you know, stuff, you know,
right.
making like a park setting, you know, that type of mulching. Now, I'm not talking land clearing.
Right.
You know, like, the forestry mulching.
No, 100%. Yeah, so I'll put it in, even though you're not completely ready for it, that way we could get the programming set. That way you can rock and roll with it once you have the equipment, for sure.
Yep. Yeah, because I figure, I mean, I do IT by trade. I'm transitioning all this, so I know it's a lot easier to do all this shit in the beginning. Sorry, my language. To do all this stuff in the beginning, and then just come in and flip a switch later.
Absolutely, 100%. So I got hardscaping, outdoor fire pit, sod installs, decorative rock, mulching, pool fences, forestry mulching, landscape design, landscape construction. Is that all accurate?
Yeah.
Okay, and these aren't necessarily your keywords yet, right? So what's going to happen in a second here, I'm going to assign a technician to your company who's an expert in keyword phrases, and they'll pull up how people are searching it in your 140-mile radius. That way we can make sure we're targeting you for how people are searching. Okay?
Yeah.
They'll go over those with you in detail.
Yeah, because my focus that I'd really like to focus on, like the hardscaping stuff, retaining walls, pavers, fences, you know, that type stuff, more so than the landscaping aspect of it.
Got it.
But I'm also landscaping because sometimes people say, well, do my retaining wall and then do landscaping with it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'll do all that, but I found that nobody wants to really, people want the landscaping, but nobody wants to pay for it. And,
right.
You know, it's like, well then, yeah, don't even bother me.
Right. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die, you know?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I was just kidding. And
that's
the clover.
Good. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Yeah, yeah. One of my coworkers, she says it all the time, and it's so awesome. She's been here like 10 years, too. And I was like, wow, that's funny. So the email, it's cloverridgelanddesign@gmail.com, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And Joe, just for account purposes, sir, what's your last name?
Howard.
Howard, got it. H-O-W-A-R-D, right?
Correct.
All right, awesome. Okay, so next step, I'm going to assign a tech to your company, schedule your client interview with your tech. I'll introduce you to them too. And basically, you're on our VIP package, so they'll go over like your keyword phrases, your color scheme, of your website, how you want that to look, your social media ads, your Google ads, like all the fun stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Is it bad if when they ask me how I want my website to look, I say, I don't know. I just want it to look really cool.
No, we hear that all the time. Don't worry about it. our web development team is amazing. It's ran by Celine, yeah. And she's so good. So if you don't really have an idea of how you want it to look, bam, we'll put it together for you, you know.
Yeah, I will say I don't like the way it looks now. I don't like all the, like, the flower main page, flower page. Like I said, I want to have more focusing on hardscape, landscape, pools, pool fences, you know, that type of stuff than flowery landscape. You know what I mean?
Right. It looks like when I pull up the site now, it looks like you're an irrigation company. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, because that's the first thing you see is a sprinkler head. So they'll tailor it because I put stars next to, like, the main focus, but they'll re-verify that too in that client interview, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Because I want people to look at it and be like, yeah, this guy I want to call for my retaining wall, for my patio papers, for my pool fence, and, you know, stuff like that.
And you'll have multiple pages on the site too. So you'll have a page with the hardscaping, a page with the, you know, et cetera, like the forestry molding, even once you turn that on, et cetera, you know.
Right. But you're right, but I also want the initial page to look really cool when people log
for
in.
Sure.
Because, you know, it's that first impression. And right now, I don't think I have a really impressive first impression. It's just out there, you know. So.
Right. So we'll fix it for you for sure. Easy breezy. Before I schedule that appointment for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information. I'm going to read a voice verification to you. This just outlines our service agreement that everything's month to month here, no contracts. And then you're going to get auto-triggered your welcome email, your initial invoice, and your login credentials for your tracking system.
Okay, for the invoice stuff, can I give you, like, or whenever I get it, can I put in, like, my Discover and have it just build my Discover monthly? Or?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So that's what I'm going to set up for you in just 1 second. I just have to verify, first off, the name on the card. Is it Joe Howard or is it Joseph on there?
It'll be Joseph, but let me get my card. I don't know if it's Joseph R or just Joseph.
Okay, perfect. Joseph R. Yeah, that was the next thing I was going to ask you, is middle initial.
Yeah, here's my card. Joseph R.
Joseph R, got it. All right, that's Joseph, right, for Joseph?
Correct.
Perfect.
Yep.
It's my nephew's name. I should know it. And let's see, billing address. It's not the popular bluff address, right?
No, it is not.
Okay.
It
okay.
Is.
Go ahead.
Let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
All right. 989 Ripley, RIPLEY.
Mm-hmm.
A. The letter A dash six. The number six.
Okay.
And that's Donathan. Doniphan, Missouri.
Perfect. 63935?
That is correct.
Awesome. Okay, so let me repeat it back real quick. So it's 989 Ripley, and then A-6,
yep.
Donovan, 63935. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect. And you said the card, it's a Discover, right?
Correct.
Okay, it should start with a 6. I'm ready for that card number when you are.
It's 6011 7154 4856.
Expiration?
8/28.
All right. And the CVC code?
041.
Perfect. Okay. So what I'm doing now, Joe, is I'm coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I will read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification. Okay. It's going to ask you a few questions that I already asked you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Clover Ridge Land Design.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Joseph Howard, President.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is September 19th, 2023, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $549 for the VIP package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the amount of $549. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot. Give me one quick sec. I'm just making sure I have the My Site on here too. So give me a quick second, okay? Where is it? All right. Update. All right, refresh, and we should be good to go. Okay. All right, so, hold on. The credit card, I got an error code. I must have took the card down wrong. I apologize. I got the account all set up correctly, but can you repeat that card number to me one more time?
Yeah, I'll say, because my card's good, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it said invalid card number, so like 10 times out of 10, what that means is I missed a digit or I put the wrong digit. So, my okay. Bad. Yeah.
No, that's all right. You ready?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It's 6011.
Uh-huh.
0079.
Okay.
7154.
Okay.
4852.
All right. Expiration?
828.
828. Okay, I got that. And CBC is 041?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'm going to repeat it back to you for accuracy this time. Just make sure I got it in there correctly. So I got a 6011.
Yep.
0079.
Yep.
7154.
Yep.
4852.
Yep.
All right, awesome. Expiration 0828 and CBC 041.
Yep.
All right, so let me update that, and before I process again to you, let me just look up this address online, because sometimes it's got to be, like, exact, you know? So
my address, that's why I told Google, it's a little, doesn't always want to come up on Google.
Right.
But the address I gave you is how it's listed with the credit card company.
Right, 989 Ripley A-6.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so let me do this update. Okay, let me try it again here. Let me pull up the client interview calendar too, so we can check available times. Yeah, that went through too, so I just missed the digit, brother. So you'll see on your invoice two charges, but one will say denied. Like, it'll say the credit card number is invalid. So you were only charged one time. Okay? Just
okay.
A heads up
well,
on
yeah,
that.
Well, yeah, no, that's all. And the reason I kind of have to, though, because I had – this is a new card. They sent it to me about a month ago. So I had
okay.
Fraudulent charges on my card. So.
Oh.
Because I've never used you before, I was also wondering if Discover's like, hell no, we're going to kick it, you know?
Usually they'll give me an error code if the bank, like, blocks it. And, like, my clients where that happens, they'll get, like, a notification on their phone and they just have to hit yes. But the code it gave me was invalid card number, so that just meant I put the wrong card in, you know? Like, that's my bad, you know?
Nope.
All right, so let's get this client interview scheduled. We're going to block off a full hour for the appointment. Usually, like on a normal appointment, it takes 30 minutes. But since you're on a VIP account, I'd expect it around like 45 just to be safe, okay?
Okay.
The soonest time they have available, they do have an hour from now at 11 a.m. They have a 12 o'clock, a 1 o'clock. 3, 4, and 4 is the last appointment for today. So what time works best for you?
Let's do 3 o'clock today.
3 o'clock today. Perfect. Okay. So you're going to get an email calendar invite in just one second here. It'll say Local Splash CI for client interview and EN for English. Okay. 1 hour before the appointment, all right, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. Okay. And the way this works, so we're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call and introduce you to the technician first. If I am on the phone, they'll just call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay? But I'll try to be available for it for sure.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. So let me send this calendar invite. There we go. So that is set. Okay. Now, I have a few more questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
For, like, what?
Like, updates, you know, for example, if we see, like, a keyword trending more, we want to, like, make a switch, and they need to contact you regarding it. So they just want to know your best method of contact normally from us.
Email or text. I mean, text or text. Fine. I mean, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Just so you know, they do all three too. But I'll put email or text as the priority. Okay.
Yeah. Because phone calls, I can't always get to. I don't answer, and you know, emails are one of those things that unless I open it, it just shows being new. You know, if I can come back through it.
So, right. 100%. All right. So. And let me see. Okay, so I got my site in here. Let me attach the domain for them. I'm going to pull up your Facebook page in a second here, too. Do you have a business Facebook?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. All right, so I'll look it up right now on the scan. And
I just got an email from saying it asked me with pictures.
I was going to explain that email, so we might as well jump to it now since you have it up. So we're a Google Premier partner, so whenever possible, we do a advanced verification. So what you're going to see on there on those action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, there will be a list of stuff. It'll be like your work truck, like work vehicle, license and or insurance, if you have a business card, an invoice, right? So anything you have on there, you want to submit it because it's going to give you priority placement. Faster, higher placement on Google. Okay. If you don't have something on there, like a workplace, right? You would obviously you just skip that part.
Yeah. Like the business registration, like the with the state, like the IRS, like my that type stuff.
That's fine. Like if it's like an LLC or any type of registry, if you got to register through the county, like. Any type of registration paperwork that you have for it. Okay. We don't need like your IRS stuff. We just need that. Basically Google just wants to verify, hey, this is your company. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it gives you priority placement. So anything you have there, and I'll tell you this too, I've had clients in the past, man, they want to like perfect it, right? Just send in what you have. That way we could get it sent over as soon as possible. Cause if you come across like another document in the future, I mean, you could send it over if needed, you know, but I would just shoot anything that you have on there as soon as possible. That way they could submit it over to our Google verification team.
Okay, just do attach it to this email just reply back to it.
It'll have a link that you click, and that's where you can attach the photos.
Okay, yeah, here it is. Yeah. URL:// local/.com/Google. Okay.
All right. Let me ask you, the business, is it currently licensed and insured?
It is insured. Where I'm at, where I live, I don't need
it. You don't require it.
License.
Got it. Okay, so I'm put license.
I do have insurance, and I will submit that documentation as well.
Perfect. That'd be awesome. That's really what Google wants to see, you know. And if you have any, like, business registration, too, just send that over. But I put license not required for your area, so they know. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me do a scan for this Facebook page. I just want to make sure they have everything for that appointment, okay? Just give me one quick second here. All right. Christ.
Yeah, it might be late. It might be later on today or tomorrow before I can get everything to you, but.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. Just as soon as you can, you know. So I have the Facebook page pulled up. What I always like to do just to make sure I have the right one is I'm going to text it to you too, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to attach this for your tech side because, remember, you have the social media retargeted ads included. All right. This has one. All right. And
Facebook. Yep, that's me.
That's it. Perfect. Perfect. Awesome. Okay. Now, let me explain. So I explained the action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. That's like, that's really like the most important one because we want to get you priority placement. Okay. The other email you're going to want to take a look at is your local splash initial invoice. Are you able to pull that up now?
Yeah, but real quick, I just sent it says like, an invitation. But it says 8 to 9 p.m.
Oh, wait. Let me make sure I didn't set this wrong. Hold on.
This is 8 to 9 p.m. UTC, I guess. That's a different time zone. 1 to 2 Pacific. So that'd be,
hold on.
3 my time. The time's right, but.
Yeah, it's supposed to be because I changed yours to Central Time, so it should have came through as 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. for the client interview. So it should say local / CIEN VIP campaign.
Uh-huh.
The time
says 8 to 9 p.m. UTC, but in the heading, UTC. It says Joe Far Howard at, and it says 1 to 2 p.m. GDT, Pacific time, but that's still 3 p.m. my time. So I'm just going to say yes, and I mean,
okay, it's definitely in at 3 p.m., but I'll talk to my IT guy. So it said UTC time. I don't even know what that is. Okay, so I'll – that says coordinated universal time. Okay, so I'll get – I appreciate you letting me know that. I'll talk to my IT guy and make sure that's not coming across to other clients too, you know. I just don't want any confusion, you know, so I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah. So I have the
okay,
Facebook
–
oh, go ahead.
No, let's say you want me to look at the invoice, initial invoice.
Yeah.
Click here to accept subscription terms.
That's what I want you to click on. So when you click on that, okay, that's going to take you to your local splash terms of experience. This will have everything that you're paying for in writing, which is everything that I went over with you, okay? Just to recap it all, Google Business Profile Optimization and Google Business Profile Access, that's the map section on Google. Directory submissions, you're going to have 60 total, including Amazon Alexa. My site, custom website. So you're going to see something on there about fees. We're on a recorded line, okay? Your My site is included at no additional fee. So it's included at $0. That will reflect at the bottom of your invoice, too. It'll say My site, $0.
Okay.
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 Then you'll see Facebook business page access, Facebook ads. Those are the retargeted ads we talked about. You have Google ads on there too. That is included in your platform. The next one below is Google Guarantee. That's not included in this platform. That is an upgraded service. Okay. It's a pay per lead platform. So if you wanted to upgrade to Google Guaranteed in the future, you can always do that. And I'm the main person that sets up those accounts too. So I'd be the one actually calling you on that. So it's basically so what it is it's a pay per lead program directly through Google. It's the best lead program on the market currently though. And here's why. So those leads, they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies. Okay. And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, like the best part about Google Guaranteed is you only pay for qualified leads, meaning if you schedule an estimate with the lead, like if you schedule an appointment with them, or if you quote them over the phone, if you give them pricing, those are considered qualified leads that you would be charged for. If it's anything other than that, you're automatically not charged. Like out of your radius, service you don't provide, solicitation call, you never speak to the person,
yeah,
et cetera. You know?
Okay.
So if you, like, in the future, if you're like, man, this is doing great, get a ton of traffic, but you want to increase lead flow, Google Guaranteed is a really good way to do that. Okay. All right. Now, let me go back. Okay, so below Google Guaranteed 2, you're going to see, I believe it's Google Workspace, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's optional. So that's like a business email. If you're interested in that, your technician will go over that with you in the client interview. Okay. Advanced reporting is your tracking system. You're going to get your login credentials for that here shortly. Live client support. Any changes you want made, we're able to do it live over the phone with you. Okay. SMS communication is just telling you. So like when we call, if you don't answer, for example, we'll just send you a text letting you know we called. Okay?
Okay.
And then delivery dates and client responsiveness. So day one, you're going to have access to your tracking and reporting system. Within 7 to 10 days of startup, you're going to be submitted to 60 directories, so all across the internet. Within 7 to 14 days of startup, your My Site is going to be up and running. Your Facebook ads are going to be launched. Your Google ads will be launched, and your Google map listing will be live and fully optimized. For the map listing to show on the first page of Google for all 15 keyword phrases, the timeline we send you in writing for that is 30 to 45 days. That's for the map section specifically. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then below that, you're going to see the payment, like how it breaks down, like what everything's allocated towards. And that it's month-to-month, no contracts. Okay?
Got it.
So at the bottom, it's going to have you check a box after you reviewed everything, right? It'll have you check a box certifying that you're an authorized user on the card. And then it will have a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm. After you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password screen. That's for your tracking system. I'm sending you your username and password via email and via text message right now.
Okay.
All right. Now, one thing on that tracking system, too, and I explain this to all my clients, when you log in, it's going to tell you to connect your Google listing, okay? You're going to want to click X on that because we're going to do that for you.
Okay. So I'm at my signature. I confirm my signature.
Uh-huh.
Okay, sent me to a username and password. And this is what you just texted me or emailed me?
Yeah, so the username, it's your phone number. You know, real easy to remember. No spaces, no like dashes or anything. And then the password they auto-generated you is get reviews. All one word, all lowercase letters.
Get reviews.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And this is where you said connect your Google profile to click the X on that because you'll be there.
Click
right?
The X on that, yeah, because they're going to do it for you.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Now, in that, while you're on there, okay, so you want to get the hang of it. Obviously, it's going to be pretty blank right now because they still got to input all the information, okay? But one thing you could get a jump on, if you see, where it says business info.
Yeah.
Okay. When you click on that, all right, again, it's going to be blank. They're going to attach everything after the client interview, but if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you're going to see, business photos and business videos. Okay. So you can attach new photos and new videos at any time.
Okay. This address. Is it hidden when people find it online?
Oh, it'll be hidden. Yes, sir. I already put that in the notes. Yeah. It'll be hide address online. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll see it on your end, but like for Google and all the directories, it'll be completely hidden. It'll just show the business name, the city, state, zip code, phone numbers, reviews, website, and the posts we're doing on Google. So they won't have the actual address.
Yeah. Now, when you're talking about pictures and videos, I don't really have a whole lot now. They won't necessarily – will they still be able to create my website, like get some cam stuff or something that they can use?
Yeah, we have stock photos. So I have a couple clients that are Amish even, and we use stock photos for them too. So we can use stock photos, but ultimately you want to get your own photos up there, you know. But we can definitely start with stock, and I'll put that in the notes for the tech team so they know.
Yeah, yeah, start with stock, and then as I finish, like this, like one project I'm working on, I'll be honest with you, maybe about Thanksgiving before I'm done with it. But once I'm done, that would be a really good one too. You know, well, it's a $45,000 bid, you know. I mean, it's a, you know, plus I also have a, quote, day job right now, too.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, hopefully you'll be full-time with this soon, you know?
My goal is by January to be full-time with it.
Yeah, this will definitely help with that, because your Google ads, your Facebook ads, custom website, Google organic placement, like, you're definitely starting on the right foot with this, you know?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, I think I'm definitely doing it right, so it's just a matter of, you know, so we'll just see.
Right. And I'm going to tell – so in the client interview, right, like if you want us to create the website, I want to mention this too. So once the site's up and running, right, don't think it's stuck in stone. If you want, like, customizations done with it, just call me and I'll even set up an appointment with our web developer so you guys can get that going. But they do a really good job. I think you're going to like exactly how they put it together to start. But what I let all my clients know is, like, your listings aren't, like, stuck in stone. Like, any changes you want made, just let us know, and we'll be able to make that happen for you. Okay?
All right, we'll do.
All right, awesome. Hey, any questions for me in the meantime?
I don't think so. I mean, there's a lot. It's kind of overwhelming right now.
It is a lot when you sign up. For
I know
sure.
You guys would kind of hold my hand and walk me through it. So
100%. Like, what I'd highly recommend to you, save my number in your phone. That way, my extension is 711. Real easy to remember. When you have questions, and I know it's a lot when you sign up. You get this welcome email, initial invoice, login credit, et cetera, right? If you ever have any questions, don't hesitate to call. Okay, I'd be more than happy to help you. Okay.
Can you text me?
Yeah.
Your number and extension again, just so I have it.
Yeah, I'll send it right now. Here it comes. I typed it. I didn't want to send you, like, the Google guaranteed one. So, that's my number, though, right there.
Okay, that'll work.
And that's the same number for client support too, but my extension, you just got to put in 711 and it'll come directly to me.
Okay. Yeah. You said 711?
711. Yes, sir. I put in the text too at the end.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, I was actually saving it as we were, so I clicked on what you sent me and I was adding that as a contact. And what I did is, in the contact name, I put extension 711.
That's what some people call me, just 711. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, that's cool, though. As long as you know who it is, you know. But, anytime you have questions, don't hesitate to call. If I'm on the phone with another client, I always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay?
Okay. All righty. Well, let me, I guess I'll talk with your guys at 3 and we'll try to get things rocking and rolling here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have a great rest of your day. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. You too. All right. Appreciate you. Thanks a lot, man. All right.
All right.